Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. And now it's time to meet with our executive director of the Perry Chamber of Commerce, Miss Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thanks so much for taking the time once again to talk.
Hey, thank you.
You are welcome. And of course, you know, you've had a busy February, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Had Burr at the beginning of the month, and this last weekend, you're coming off of a chocolate walk. So kind of give us a rundown and recap of how that went.
That's right. So busy month for sure. So we had our 21st annual chocolate walk on Saturday. Longstanding tradition with it being our 21st year. A great chance to get people out and about in what normally is a slow retail month, aside from Valentine's flowers and candies and things. So it's a great chance to get people out and see what's new. And so with the chocolate walk, people bought tickets, and then that got them chocolate at each location. But it's a really a great chance to find things that are new that maybe you hadn't seen before. One fun thing about the chocolate walk is that it's evolved over the years and it's grown. And we have some good stats now on where people are coming from to enjoy this event. Not everyone's from Perry, which is great. And so we had a total number of tickets sold was 181. So we were kind of usually in that 150 to 200 range for the last few years. So that's right on track for where we normally are. But what I find interesting is that 100 of those were from out of town and 54 from Perry. So, you know, when we're thinking about where we're attracting people from these events, they're really from all over. Ames and Fort Dodge, the greater Des Moines area, Adel. So surrounding areas and even further, that people are just looking for something fun to do. They found this one way or the other, and then they came and they bought a ticket for just $10 and were able to enjoy a full day of enjoying chocolates and then exploring the shop. So one thing that I had heard was, oh, we didn't even know this kind of thing existed, or we didn't even know that there were this many shops in Perry, didn't know what all you had. And so just one more way to get people to check things out.
Yeah, and you know, a very, very unique way to do it, as all the businesses pass chocolates and stuff. So do you have a favorite chocolate from this last weekend?
Oh, man. I mean, everyone does such a great job with creating something themselves or using someone else that is very creative as well. So a couple that I heard good things about were the fancy cookies made by Molly Rowe that was over at Backwards Boutique and the coffee shop, Perry Perk. There were some cookies and things that were made by the students at the culinary class over at Ben's Five and Dime. But then you had your regular favorites of fudge at Mary Rose and some brownies and cakes. I mean, there's just so many creative things. I know Betsy had, what'd she call it? It was some kind of truffle bomb because it was like a brownie with a truffle inside. Wow. And then chocolate mousse on top. Like, some of these businesses really go all out when it comes to fancy chocolates. So you definitely get your $10 worth for buying a ticket and going around to explore all these places and getting chocolate. If you like chocolate, it's a great event.
Yeah, no, I mean, wow, I'll have to come out to this. I thought you were going to say like a Twix bar, but like, wow, all right.
I mean, it kind of does feel a little bit like the adult trick-or-treating, but it's a little bit elevated in class, I would say. And then, yes, you buy your ticket and you have passports to enjoy all of these wonderful, delicious chocolate treats at each business. So it's kind of a scavenger hunt a little bit, where you kind of follow the trail and stop from each business to the next. But it really is neat for getting people out and exploring what we have here.
Well, that's fantastic and good to hear the feedback. And that's not all. I mean, from the chocolate walk, you actually have an announcement as you have a winner.
That's right. So we encourage people to turn in their tickets at the end of the day. That, of course, helps us with that data collection of where people are coming from. But then they are entered into a drawing as well. And so we have a winner of $100 in Perry Bucks. Thanks for coming out for the chocolate walk. Again, that incentive. And it's Haley Irwin, and she is from Perry. So we talked about kind of that two-thirds from outside of Perry, but someone local did win this year, and that's all completely random. And so Haley Irwin is the winner of the $100 in Perry Bucks, and then she gets to go out and enjoy shopping local even more.
Congratulations to Haley, and does she just get in contact with you at the chamber?
Yep, we'll also reach out to her too. Yep, and so she can reach out, or we can as well.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for that. And of course, the weekend before that was Burr, the bike ride to Rippey. So obviously, you know, with that, you had gear that you had, and you actually told me you had to reorder some shirts.
Yes. So we had such a great turnout the day of. We had ordered 800 shirts, which is kind of our normal from year to year, kind of always expecting to have extras so that, you know, one size doesn't, you know, run out. And so we'd have volunteers and people just wanting to buy the shirts. But We had such a great turnout with registration and additional folks coming out to support the ride, support the community, that we ran out. And we knew that we would based on pre-registration numbers being in that 700 range, but we just didn't know how many more that we would need to order. So we had to reorder more than 200 shirts. I think it was 220 something. And so we just got those in. We're working on getting those out for all of those day of registrations and shirts that people paid for, but they didn't have right then and there. So we're getting those mailed out, and then soon enough, we'll know just how many leftovers we have for anyone that's interested in buying just a shirt later on. It never ends. You know, there's always something more to kind of follow up with and get excited for next year. But yeah, we're working on that as well to wrap up Burr, to wrap up the chocolate walk and everything else.
With the better weather this year, would you personally like that every year, or do you kind of like having like some years being a little colder and stuff like that?
There's definitely a range that I think is ideal. You want it to be a little cold so that it's the name stays true as Burr. And so I think that there's that, it's a fine line between too cold and too warm. Some people want it cold and snowy to really enjoy Burr, and then others are fair weather riders and they would prefer it to be 60 degrees. Well, that's a little silly in February. Can't count on it, that's for sure. It's the wind that always gets people. So if we could get a sunny day that's not too windy, but just a little chilly, you know, that would be perfect. Maybe some snow on the ground, but maybe not actively snowing. I think of the safety aspect of it. So I don't want it to be too cold that we're concerned about the riders. And I want it to be cold enough to keep people moving instead of partying too much.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, well, you just got to dial up the weather then next year.
Yes, I'll keep working on it.
Okay, sounds good. And actually, now you have a little bit of a break here. So can you kind of talk about what's next for the chamber and kind of what is in the planning stages?
Yes. So even though we don't have a huge event happening, boom, 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 like we did before, we are always working on something. And so there's always some event or activity initiative coming up that we're always working on. So really now it's a matter of looking to spring and summer. So looking at those events, getting our applications ready to go for the farmers market for the 4th of July, getting our band selected for Friday Fest 4th of July street dance, and then fundraising for the fireworks drive. So in March, we'll have a fun activity, Big Boom Bracket Battle, which is a bracket style contest that raises funds for the fireworks. So we're just kind of doing a lot of behind the scenes work right now to get ready for some of the summer activities and events, but then still working on that business development and networking for our members. So continuing our chamber coffees, connecting with new businesses. Hopefully we'll have a couple ribbon cuttings this spring. So all of that stuff goes on regardless. And then it's just maybe you don't see it as much as you would a big event, but we're on working all the time to be a resource for our community, and then also being that event and activity coordinator as well.
So what's a good way to, I guess, stay in contact with everything going on, website or Facebook?
Yep, all of those things. We're going to keep on putting out our chat sheets, so we'll have updates there as a resource for our members to, you know, here's things that are going on. So a way for members to get their word out, but then the community to see what's going on. Collecting that on our community calendar, on our website, and then Facebook as well. So those are kind of the main areas, but we'll definitely be reaching out and promoting, hey, let us know what bands you want, or hey, do you want to be a vendor for this activity? More to come for all of those. And then soon enough, we'll be looking for nominations for the Big Boom Bracket Battle.
Well, that is fantastic. And that is the Perry Chamber Executive Director, Lindsay Pasuti, here in our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And our Dallas County Let's Talk program brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.